We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Wednesday, the last time I checked, and that's a good thing. We've made it halfway through the week. We're going to get out of this cold stuff maybe after tomorrow morning, and it's supposed to be 75 on Saturday.
Is it?
I'm going to go visit Dr. Green just to be sure on Friday, so I'm excited about that.
What?
My buddy invited me yesterday.
That means he's going golfing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go visit Dr. Green.
You will from now on.
Sorry. Got to get out there. It's going to be 70, at some point on Friday. So we'll have to get out and swing the clubs and just check that out. So thank you, Joe, for the invitation. I am looking very forward to that. So earlier, we were talking about the Millennium Hotel down here, down the street, and the fact that the city might try to use eminent domain to seize that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and in my mind, there's not a better word for that than seize. Now, a local mayor took me to task on that. He did not agree with my position that on eminent domain. And I can appreciate that to some extent. He feels that it's a tool that government should be able to use if it improves things for the public. And that if the owners of this hotel absolutely refuse to do anything, then you should be able to use negligence laws or something like that to try to force them to give up their property. I could see that in an extreme situation, but that's got to be a high bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too easy to abuse if you can just say, well, it's in the public interest that we, the people, take your piece of property. I just think that's got to be a higher bar.
Yeah.
He was talking about blighted situations, you know, landlords who are really absent and don't take care of properties. But I just don't think you can, as a city, go in and seize a piece of property. Maybe there are a bunch of liens against it and it's taken to court and somebody takes over ownership. That's different than eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
Eminent domain is the government agency deciding that it would be better owning your piece of property than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to have a high standard for that. So that's one of the conversations we're having this morning. You can always go back and listen to our conversation on that just a little bit earlier at about 5:35 during Kim on a Whim. You can hit rewind on the Odyssey app, or we'll have that up on the podcast for you shortly. Coming up, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to ELO that will be happening September 6th. Don't call yet. I'll let you know. Your clue will be hearing some ELO music, I understand. Is that correct, Carl Middleman?
Sure.
All right. That'll be your clue when we'll be getting ready to do that this hour. So stay tuned for that. For why don't we get to the shortlist, please?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Would anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the, you know, and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it?
That's Laura Logan, who believes there is more to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse than the federal government is admitting right now, and she claims to have evidence of it.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
You know, I guess in Biden world, part of that could be true. But he would have had to commute by train to the end of the bridge, get in a car to cross it, and then get back on a train on the other side, because there are no train tracks on that bridge. What in the hell is Joe Biden talking about?
And Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the all-time hits leader, Pete Rose, who until yesterday, Kim St. Ange had never heard of. He is not in the Hall of Fame because he was accused of gambling on baseball, which he admitted to. And now he's watching this situation with Mr. Ohtani out in L.A. with a very critical eye.
The attorney goes on to say, quote, the fight you reference in your letter did not occur during the middle of the school day, but occurred after school hours, more than a quarter of a mile from school property.
Man alive, if you want to stir up a hornet's nest, all you have to do is go up to a bunch of liberal, progressive school leaders and administrators and accuse them of misusing DEI initiatives.
Mm-hmm. You knew this would get ugly.
Oh, that'll piss them off.
Yeah.
They fired back yesterday. They fired back on Attorney General Andrew Bailey. How dare he suggest that our diversity, equity, and inclusion programs have anything to do with the beating of this girl? Are they oblivious to the fact that they don't have school resource officers in certain schools because of their stupid DEI policies?
Mm-hmm.
That's the point he was making.
Well, and we've talked about how I don't think a school resource officer would have helped in this specific fight, but I do think it would help with some of the other fights because we know that's been an ongoing problem in many districts.
Yeah. Well, oh, don't forget, him even saying this exposes obvious racial bias against majority-minority school districts. That for him to even suggest that, that DEI programs are radical, which they are, had anything to do with the brutal after-school brawl is outrageous, according to the school district. So I do not believe that they could prove directly that having an SRO there would have prevented a fight off campus. But I do know from talking to friends who are SROs, they're trained to have their finger on the pulse of who the troublemakers are and what the trouble is that's brewing in the school. It's part of what they do. Clearly, in the Hazelwood School District, they only want that help through the lens of diversity, equity, and inclusion,
mm-hmm.
which is going to mean hands off a whole bunch of people because you don't have a right to talk to them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Let's just face it. And they're angry because Andrew Bailey has put his nose in this. But there is some more information about that situation that Kim pointed out to me this morning that I had not seen yet.
Which, by the way, I want to address a comment on Facebook about this. This person says, tell your sidekick that just because that girl got into a fight with another girl the day before doesn't mean she was the troublemaker.
Did I say that?
In no way did I insinuate that at all.
Oh.
I think it's interesting that she was suspended because she supposedly got into a fight with a different girl that was friends with the girl that's accused of attacking her, that did attack her. But in no way do I feel that justifies this other girl slamming her head repeatedly into the concrete. So I'm offering new information to you. I'm giving you context. But But let me be clear. I am not in any way saying that this means that she's the troublemaker or she deserved to be attacked.
Thank you for pointing out.
So let
I
me
mean,
just
that's,
be clear.
Let me be clear. That's what Barack Obama used to say all the time. Let me be clear. This is information being reported by the Daily Mail. So they have better reporting on this than the Post-Dispatch or any of the local news stations, right? I want to know who leaked this information. Because, interestingly, when we want to find out details on, I don't know, the background when it comes to discipline of the kid that shot up the Central and Visual Performing Arts building, we're not allowed access to that information because it's private, because it was a disciplinary matter inside of the school. Now, suddenly it's being released to the public that the girl who was in a coma for a little while, her disciplinary record has been released to the public.
To the New York Post of all publications. I don't think
this is
who
they credited to? Okay,
this is who the Daily Mail credited to, because I don't see it on any local outlets.
Yeah. So on the day before the March 18th fight, Kaylee Gain was suspended from school for fighting a different girl who was friends with the teen now charged in the incident. Now, I would assume they were both suspended. There's no indication in the in this report that Kaylee initiated that fight. I mean, there's a zero tolerance policy in most of these schools. If there's a fight, both parties get suspended, right?
You'd think, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't know anything about that information. We don't know if she instigated it or if she was the victim of it. We don't know, but it just seems like that kind of information would be released to try to damage the reputation of the victim here, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because the girl who attacked, her family's come out publicly and said, this girl's the real victim, and that's why they started this GoFundMe page, which was shut down within hours. Now they're starting some Cash App thing, trying to get money to cover legal expenses. I mean, there is no excuse for what this girl did. I don't care if this girl, Kaylee, fought one of her friends. It does not justify you, again, repeatedly slamming this girl's head into the concrete and nearly killing her.
Yeah, well, there's got to be justice here on this, you also need to have all the information. It's rare that you get all that information because most schools won't release that. Where did that information come from? That's another question Andrew Bailey needs to ask
here. Good question.
Who released that? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it's a good question. All right. Oh, listen to that, Carl. Let's give away a couple tickets to ELO coming up September 6th at the Enterprise Center. That's Jeff Lynn's ELO. You can win two tickets. They're on sale right now. If you pick the number, Kim, what number are we going with today?
Let's make do Ethan nine. Work. Okay. Oh, okay, that's being nice to Ethan.
All right, caller 9 to 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Caller number 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wins the tickets. We'll be right back.
Are you ruling out any kind of intentional motive?
We don't see anything that relates to that at this time. It's an open investigation, but there's nothing that points to that in any direction.
Maryland Department of Transportation Secretary. It's an open investigation. We don't see anything at this time that suggests foul play. Well, that's not what Laura Logan thinks. This girl's built a stellar reputation on her investigative reporting over the years. Call her a girl. This woman. Watched her on CBS News and 60 Minutes for years, and she was great on there till she started reporting on things they didn't want her to report on, and then they fired her. So here's what Laura Logan says you need to think about in connection with this ship crashing into this bridge in this spot yesterday. Listen.
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, this is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. The I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important...
Highways and ports on the East Coast, to complete her thought there. I cut it off before she finished it. So she says she's hearing from people within the government, within investigative agencies, that is exactly what they're looking at. This thing's been there for 50 years. Nothing like this has ever come close to happening before. She does not, the people who are investigating this don't think it was an accident, is what she's saying. And why, we don't know yet who might have been behind it, but if they can do it here, and that was a test run, they've shut down that port for a couple of years. It's going to take them a couple of years to rebuild that bridge. And in the meantime, nothing can get in and out of that port that's beyond that bridge.
The captain of the ship, though, would have to be on board with this plan. And you see in one of those videos that the lights are flickering. They go off, on.
Well,
and there was a mayday put out right before. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's almost like you'd have to have somebody on board, literally and figuratively, with this plan to flip the lights to make it appear like the electricity was going, the power was going off and on.
It's just worth hearing what Laura Logan has to say about this, because she refers back to 9/11. Listen to this.
What anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11.
You have to look at it. And you also have to understand that if the FBI suspects this is terrorism, they're not going to say it until they're forced to say it, because people will start freaking out. But I'll guarantee you, if some investigative reporter in big cities is paying attention right now, you're going to notice a big increase in security in all of these ports now that they've realized this problem, including a couple of tugboats that could redirect a boat if it was headed toward a bridge. Just pay attention, folks. Pay attention. All right, coming up, we're going to get to a check of business with Nicole, and in other news about 6:45. All right, quick reminder here, 971talk.com. That's where I need you to go. And then you will see a link right on the front page for the upcoming Spring Bourbon Fling. I know this thing is going to be a sellout. We did it last year. It's sold out. It's at the Clayton Wine House on April 18th. That's a Thursday night. And my friends over at Lore Wine and Spirits are bringing in some of their favorite bourbons and a few of their favorite wines and liqueurs, and you get to taste it all and light appetizers, and I'll be there and Kim will be there, and it's just going to be a fantastic evening. So get your tickets now, 971talk.com, and you will see under events, you'll see that right there on the front page. Get your tickets early. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, we should bring you in town for that. What do you think?
I'd love to.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be great. Are you a wine drinker? Are you a bourbon drinker? You mentioned wine the other day, so I'm going to assume.
I like my bubbly, for sure.
Okay.
But yes, I am a big wine person. Brunch, bottomless brunch, probably one of my favorite activities out there.
Okay. Mimosas, so, then, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Mimosas, Bellinis, whatever you need me to taste test, I will do that for you.
See? Nicole would fit in perfectly for the spring bourbon fling there. So hopefully people get signed up for that. What else is going on out there?
Okay, so futures are moderately higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 115, the NASDAQ up 29, and the S&P 500 up 12. All three futures are currently sitting in record high territory. Analysts say the overhauls at Boeing's commercial airplane business could have an impact on the company's St. Louis-based defense programs. While it is a separate business unit, the financial health of the defense sector has relied on revenues generated by the 737 fleet. Boeing has struggled to find its footing since the mid-flight blowout and other subsequent quality control issues. Boeing CEO David Calhoun has also resigned. A former employee of Green Street Real Estate Ventures has filed a lawsuit alleging the company misled investors and then fired him after he blew the whistle on the deceit. Steve Mabry was a director of asset management for the St. Louis-based organization when he allegedly discovered wrong or misleading accounting in 2022. The lawsuit is one of more than two dozen that have been filed against Green Street over the past year as financial problems have stacked up. The Port of Baltimore has indefinitely suspended shipping traffic after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday. Economists say this is a maritime disaster, but not an economic crisis. The auto sector is predicted to experience the most significant supply disruptions, shipping delays, and ultimately product shortages. Ford and General Motors have both announced they are working to divert shipments amid the closure. Nearly 850,000 vehicles went through Baltimore's port last year. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages has decreased to 6.93% from 6.97%. Applications to refinance a home fell 2% for the week and were 9% lower than the same week 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home decreased 0.2% from the week before, but were 16% lower year over year. The FDA has approved the drug Winrevair from Merck, which is designed to treat a rare, progressive, and life-threatening lung condition called pulmonary arterial hypertension. It is the first medication designed to target the cause of the rare condition versus just managing the symptoms. Merck estimates the medication will be available in select specialty pharmacies in the U.S. by the end of April. And finally, a social psychologist says kids should not have smartphones until at least high school. And here's why. Jonathan Haidt, author of Anxious Generation, said there has been a spike in mental illness in kids since 2012, which he attributes to the increased presence of technology. The best preemptive measure is to hold off until at least the early teen years. Mark?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you know, as the Carl can probably testify, that's easier said than done because they see all their friends with one,
yep,
a phone, a smartphone. They want one, too. Then they want this app. Then they want that app. And you have to be willing to put up with a lot of griping if you're going to hold them off.
It's because of the older siblings of their friends. They get the hand-me-down phone.
Yeah.
And it's easier to get a hold of them that way.
When I had my first phone in, I think, seventh grade, which was pretty young, I mean, there was no internet on it. I had, like, Snake. That was the only thing that I would play.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you had to do, like, T9 texting and pay for a certain number of text messages, which I went over every month.
Yes, so did my daughter.
I get when maybe, like, in middle school is also when I got my first phone, but same as Kim, it was just a very basic thing. If you're staying after school for activities and whatnot, but then it becomes how do you limit it? Like,
sure.
I guess the problem is, like, is it really all or nothing?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, earlier this morning, I heard you on there with Gordon talking about this list of grumpy coworkers. Did they really have it narrowed down to simply knowing somebody's going to be grumpy because of their name?
Okay. Total transparency. I found it on Instagram.
Okay. All right.
My name is on it. Mike's name is on it. That's like more than half of the on-air crew. So I even asked Mike. I was like, "There's no science here," but. And he's like, yeah, but I'm not grumpy.
Did you find Mark or Carl's name on there?
Oh.
No Mark.
No.
No Annie. Jessica, Beth, Emily, Lauren, Laura. But I have no idea how they came up with this list.
Those Lauras.
I'm telling you.
No Karens?
No Karens on there? No.
No Karens. No Karens. But I was a little disappointed. Like, Gordon didn't even defend me.
He did not. He's like, I'll reserve comment on that.
He's like, I can see it.
I'm like, yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it the second the mics go off. But
I bet he did. That's funny.
Exactly.
Nicole, have a great day. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys.
You bet. Yep. Nicole Murray there this morning with Gordon Deal. How can you attribute that to a name? Although they have ruined the name Karen.
I feel bad for Karens.
Yeah, that's a shame.
What's the guy's version of that?
Chad.
Is it Chad?
Is it?
Yes.
Don't be a Chad?
Don't be a Chad.
Okay, well then I feel bad for the Chads, although Karen's way more known.
I know.
You even joke that you're Karen Cox whenever you're a little feisty.
Yeah, exactly. I probably shouldn't.
That's offensive, Mark.
I know. It's racist is what it is.
That is racist.
It is racist of me to bring that up. I'm not quite sure I would say that. I have to point something out here that I've been a little remiss in this morning, but primarily because I know that there's no chance that she is that she's awake yet, I don't think. Or if she's awake, she's probably not listening to the show. Today is my 31st wedding anniversary.
Is it really?
It is.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to my wife, Michelle. Just think for a moment about putting up with me for 31 years.
Michelle,
I mean, the woman deserves
it. You are amazing.
Thank you. I think so.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Well, we're about to take a trip to Italy, if you remember, at the end of April. So mm-hmm. We kind of decided that that's the prize to each other, getting to do that. So we're not going to spend a lot of money. We're going to go out to dinner later, and that's going to be it.
I've been alive only a few more years than you've been married.
I know.
How's that feel?
It's unbelievable. It's hard to grasp. My dad told me this one time when I was probably 30 years old, and I just didn't appreciate it. He's like, son, I don't know how else to say this, but to say it this way, you're going to be chugging along. You're in your late 20s. You're 30 years old. And you're going to snap your fingers and you're going to be 60 and you're not going to know where the time went. And I'm like, yeah, dad, whatever. I mean, I was 30 years old and none of that meant anything to me. But he's absolutely right. I don't know. You look back and it all seems to have just zipped past.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been married 31 years. I mean, I can't believe it. Take advantage, live in the moment. Take advantage of all the moments because you never know when something like that's going to be, you know, somebody's going to be taken away from you or your life changes dramatically. That's my life advice for you this morning. See, that's not grumpy at all. I'm just trying to help people out and wish my wife a happy anniversary. How about that? All right, coming up, we are going to get to in other news in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, Ron DeSantis, speaking of that story Nicole was reporting on, has signed a bill to ban kids under 14 from social media. How do you feel about that? We're going to kick it around with Genevieve Wood from Heritage at about 7:20. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Some changes are coming to the NFL. Owners approved new kickoff rules yesterday. They're going to look pretty similar to the XFL, and they're hoping that this is going to lead to fewer injuries and more returns. There's a lot to these new rules, so I'm not going to mention all of them. I'll just go over part of it. So, for example, kickoff will still be at the 35-yard line, but the remaining 10 players on the kicking team will then line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. There's going to be no fair catches allowed on kickoffs. And then if the ball is blown off the tee by the wind, the kickers can use their kicking arm to hold it in place instead of having the teammate there holding the ball on the tee. Huh.
There will still be fair catch. You have to have it in within the target zone as it is. If it goes back and if it's a touchback, then you have it's weird.
Why?
It's complicated.
Because they want more scoring. And less injuries.
The kickoff has become something that is, I mean, everyone knows what's going to happen. It's supposed to be, right, one of the most exciting plays of the game. Things are getting underway. And what, 80% of the time, it ends up in a dude waving his hand, and it ends up being, nothing happens. So what they're trying to incentivize it, make it a little more exciting.
And less dangerous.
And what about the tackle rule they changed? Like, you can't hip tackle anymore?
No hip tackles anymore. But it's a specific, I saw someone on X say, well, then the Rams wouldn't have won the Super Bowl in 2000. Well, that's not a hip tackle.
Yeah.
What is a hip tackle?
You grab people and you twist them sideways, basically, to bring them down.
You're pulling them down.
Why don't we just call it powder puff and stop playing NFL football?
Put flags around their waist. We'll just turn it into flag football.
Have you heard the amount of heat that this has gotten as well? Like, no. There's been some serious backlash, even by, former NFL players.
Oh, I'm sure.
People are not happy about it.
No.
They
already bubble wrap the quarterbacks these days. You can't touch them. I mean, it's just silly. Of course they're setting passing records. You're not allowed to hit them.
Torrey Holtz said the other day, he said he wishes he played in today's NFL so favored towards the offense.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
That's
much
interesting.
So.
All right, the Diddy drama, as I'm calling it, is getting even messier. It's now come out that Prince Harry is named in this $30 million lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs. The lawsuit, which was filed by music producer Rodney Jones, accuses Combs of sexual misconduct, grooming, and sex trafficking. In the court filing, it says Combs' associates gained access to celebrities like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Prince Harry. Of course, Diddy's attorneys are denying these allegations. And then Jones in this lawsuit is also accusing Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexually harassing and assaulting him during some party that was on a yacht rented by Diddy back in 2023. It's messy.
Is that the same accusation that had already been leveled against Cuba Gooding, or is this a different one?
I think this is a different one.
Was it a different one?
It was. There was some change to it. Like, this lawsuit, I think, had been filed in February, but then as of just yesterday or the day before, more stuff has been added to it.
So Diddy contends nobody was diddled. Is this correct? Am I following this? Because he did react to this yesterday, right? And claimed this is all blown out of proportion.
No, he's in the Caribbean. He jetted off on his jet.
Yeah, but I thought he said it was. I thought he made a comment about it.
I believe his attorney.
I think his attorneys,
okay.
The hashtag that I saw yesterday was the diddler strikes again.
The diddler. A Batman reference. Thank you, Ethan.
Which we appreciate.
Oh, man.
That.
Yeah.
This is not funny.
It's not a funny story.
No, it's serious, but.
When charges are leveled, that's when it gets more serious. So now, they're just allegations.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right, you're soon going to be able to get Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's. McDonald's has been testing out selling the glazed donuts at select locations and now is expanding it to locations nationwide. Customers will be able to choose from the glazed donut, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate ice cream filled donut. You can buy them individually at McDonald's or in boxes of six. The rollout is expected to start in the coming months.
What if the donut machine isn't working?
Oh, right? We know that'll happen.
I know. It's a McDonald's eventually.
How fresh?
Mark, you're on fire today.
How fresh will they be is the question.
Is Krispy Kreme going to drop them? Because it's not like McDonald's would make them, right?
Right.
Krispy Kreme would have to drop them off at all these locations.
What if there's not a Krispy Kreme
close
near
by
McDonald's? Yeah, I mean, there's way more McDonald's than there are Krispy Kremes.
My guess is they'll be frozen and then have to be thawed out. That's going to hurt quality.
11 seconds in the microwave.
I would like to know, are they going to take their burgers, like a Big Mac, and put them between two glazed donuts? Is that what's next?
It's happened before. They used to sell one of those at the stadium down here.
Gateway Grizzlies. That's where they do it,
If you'd like a heart attack, go get that combination.
Yes, but it's so good. You're going to die happy. It's okay. All right, coming up. Good job. Appreciate that. We're going to check in with our friend Griff Jenkins, who's reporting live from Baltimore in the scene of that bridge collapse. That's at about 7:35. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.